Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello again. Welcome. We're glad to have you along and hopefully back with us for another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. My name's Steve Gramsey. I'm your co-host, but I'm not your financial coach. They would be Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Our plan is to have you better versed on your retirement with a better way to get where you want to go. The number to call, Security First Asset Management, is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. We plan in the next few minutes to give you a good reason to do that, as Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith are your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management. And you can find us at CompleteThePlan.com. If you live in Middle Georgia, we have offices in Dublin and Macon, and we are waiting there for you. Got a good show today, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am well today. I'm always, you know, it's nice. I think I was ornery in my 20s and 30s, and then I woke up, you know. Everything wasn't so serious anymore, and that makes it a lot easier to have some joy in life, you know?
Well, you're 35 now, Steve?
Yeah, at least. Fortunately, okay. Not twice that. Not twice that yet. But, you know, just a lot more content and happier. And I'm
well, there's blessings. There's a lot of blessings being twice that as well.
Yeah, there
you
is.
Would know.
Well, and one of them could be having a secure retirement already planned out because, you know, as you guys will tell us, putting it in writing can make a big difference on how much joy you do have when you get to that 70 mark or 70 and a half and have to start worrying about taking out from your IRAs and things like that. So let's talk about a number of things today that we will have on store. But first, let's kick it off with the mailbag that we like to do for you, Bill. Let's get a question here from Trudy in Macon, who says, I've been forced into an early retirement at 57 from my job with the state. I'll have my pension, but that alone won't be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security or to withdraw from my IRAs?
Trudy, I'm sorry to hear of your bad luck there. Unfortunately, that happens to folks, and we're not always prepared for it. And no, I can't tell you right away you need to find another job, but there is a way you can structure your IRA if you need extra income, if you don't want to go back to work. It's called an IRS code 72T. It will allow you to make a systematic withdrawal for a period of time till you get past age 59 and a half, so you don't incur a 10% penalty, but you will incur taxes. So if you can't find a job or decide you don't want to work, you can access your monies. But I would encourage you to sit down and talk to a financial professional. And we invite you to talk to us about your situation. Let us kind of forecast out what things look like for you. And especially, don't do anything rash. Don't begin to start drawing money out of your monies. Sit down and let's have a conversation and put a plan together to help you understand where you are and what you may need to do. It may dictate that you need to start working. So there's a bridge between age 57 and 62 that you have to fill up before you start drawing Social Security. So it would be nice for you to understand all the options you have available, and we invite you to call us and let's sit down and talk about it.
Sure. If you talk to a wealth advisor, you'll be better off in the long run, and you won't have to point fingers and blame anyone else for not having a plan, because you will have it in place. 800-987-1443, the number to call. Fact of the week. Daniel, what do you have for us?
All right. I've got an interesting one. This is counterintuitive. It's a fact that has recently shifted to be the case, but Americans age 18 to 34 are now the largest group of home buyers. Millennials made up 42% of home buyers last year in 2016.
Yeah. That's, you know what? They're the ones that had to go to all the apartments back in the bust in 08.
So right. They all postponed buying homes, and now they're the biggest home buying group. So some changing things going on right now in our economy.
And that's good news, too, because I've been reading in many cities around the country where it has been tougher because of the housing market being back up so much that that particular age group having a hard time getting enough money put aside for that first home of theirs. And it's nice to see that it may be shifting a little bit, although still a little tougher, you know, in the hottest cities with real estate.
That's right, yeah.
I mentioned that I wouldn't want you to have to point fingers at anyone for you not being prepared for retirement. So let's talk about some of the common things that people might blame for their financial planning troubles. Give an example of a time when you've heard these statements. Were the fingers being pointed in the right and wrong direction? Gentlemen, my divorce really messed me up financially. Let's play the blame game.
I bet. You know, it's a pretty good excuse, but it all depends on when that happened, what age it happened, I would imagine. But that can really throw a big, big curveball in anybody's accumulation of wealth, and we've seen that many, many times. I recall a few years ago that I met with a lady who had gone through a divorce, and her husband was retired military, and so in the divorce settlement, she got half of his pension. Wow, that hurt him long-term for the rest of his life. And also half of his TSP, his 401k-type program. And so she had this money, and he had that money, but that's all the money they had. They weren't prepared for retirement at that point in time in their lives, and this made a setback of many, many, many years in their life. But this goes full cycle, because about 2 years after that, her ex-husband came to one of our seminars and met with me, and I didn't know that he was the ex-husband. We sat down, we started talking, and finding out what kind of assets he had and everything, that he brought up the story that he'd gone through divorce, and his wife got half of the pension and got half of the 401k. We started talking about family. I asked him if he had children. He told me the children, and I remember the daughter of the ex-wife had a very unusual name, so he brings up her name. My daughter is so-and-so, and she's going to school, and so-and-so. I said, oh, my gosh, to myself, I know the other part of the story. And so I saw both sides of that coin, what it had done to them financially, and ill-prepared for their future. Usually, if it comes early in, it's not as devastating. In this case, it was late 40s, early 50s, and really, in reality, it'd start over again.
That's what the thought occurred to me when you were talking about that, that those folks, unfortunately, have been married 20, 25, 30 years, and then have that divorce can be much more devastating for your financial retirement planning than, you know, if you were just married a couple. Of course, the emotional setbacks, I'm sure, are all devastating equally, but
they should have done better planning, basically. We can't foresee the future, so we ought to begin early.
That's true. We are playing the blame game today on Retirement Income Solutions. The number to call, so you don't have anyone to point fingers to, would be 800-987-1443. Daniel, I'm going to blame my old broker. He did me wrong.
Steve, why do you want to do something like that? I'm just kidding.
I try to be a positive guy, but, you know, you're fessing with my money now.
You're a tough guy. Well, you know, I've heard this a couple of times over the years, and there's definitely some truth to the fact that not everyone is on equal footing with the type of planning that they do. Many people that are advisors I've seen are product pushers, more thinking about the next sale they're going to make instead of the comprehensive planning. As far as who's to blame when something goes wrong, I think it's shared responsibility. I do believe that the advisor, a good financial planner is going to have a comprehensive plan. And generally when people get upset, it's when their assets are going down like a crash in 2008. But part of the responsibility has to lie with the person as well, because you want to make sure you understand what type of risk you have in your portfolio. You want to double-check those types of things. We encourage people to, from time to time, have a stress test done on their portfolio, for example, to make sure they don't have too much downside risk for their plan. The worst thing that can happen is to lose a lot of money right before retirement. And if that type of thing happens, generally brokers are blamed. They certainly should be planning for you and adjusting accordingly if they're true planners.
And Daniel, you mentioned about a market crash as we play the blame game today. How about someone who says the system is rigged? Wall Street always wins, never the little guy.
Well, that's certainly not true. Wall Street didn't win in the bust of 07 and 08. I understand that frustration. Somebody may make that comment because the other individual investor doesn't have the wherewithal, number one, and or access to all the different types of things that maybe Wall Street has that you can invest in. certainly they're in it to make money, but I don't believe there's anybody on Wall Street or any really financial advisor that's worth his salt that wants people to lose money. I don't think that's the key. What happens is we can be too aggressive, and the little guy can do well, but the little guy probably needs more coaching than the big guy. So my advice is to seek the coach out and have a plan in place and follow it. Have a strategy you can live with, and you'll do okay. We're not going to beat Wall Street. Nobody ever is. We don't own it all to begin with. You have to own everything. And you can't do that.
Well, here's another one. The family's trying to help each other out, and parents who are maybe sustaining the financial support of their now grown adult children might say, my kids are having trouble finding good jobs since they finished school, so I've been helping them out for years.
So as far as helping out your kids and loved ones, that's something that I think it's a good thing to do, but we just don't want you to go too far. We want you to be able to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself financially first. And also, instead of just giving them assets or money when they need it, bring them in with you and sit down with a financial advisor. That way they can be coached into helping them having a budget, live by a budget. And if they need to get better employment, try to work through that with them. So in other words, help them plan. Don't just give them handouts. So today we've been talking about different things that people blame others for. We want you to thrive in retirement. In order to do that, we think it's important to have a written comprehensive financial plan. We call that plan the Lifetime Income Blueprint. If you've been listening today, and if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, for the next 10 callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review. Some of the things that we're going to talk about when you come in, we're going to look at, for example, are you taking too much risk in your portfolio? If you don't have a written income plan, we're going to help walk you through that and make sure that you have a budget in place. Make sure that not only your income is sufficient today, but will work for you down the road. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. The next 10 callers that call in that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to give you a complimentary financial review and walk through a checklist of many items and help you have a written financial plan so you can thrive in retirement.
And you won't have to play the blame game down the road if you call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Your financial review awaits with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Lifetime Income Blueprint. That's your goal, and you'll have something to follow through that retirement at 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Number to call. Don't point to outside factors for your retirement results. Take personal accountability for your plan and then count on a successful retirement. Call right now if you are one of the 10 callers. You are in with a Lifetime Income Blueprint. And if you have $100,000 set aside for retirement, call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. As we continue with Retirement Income Solutions in just a minute, stand by. Thank you for staying with us. Listen, plan, and thrive in retirement with Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, who are available to you by calling 800-987-1443. They have been honored as one of the top five advisors in the nation in 2014 by Retirement Advisor Magazine. We are all ears as we now want to reflect on the experience for both Bill and Daniel and see if you can't give us an example, fellas. Tell us about someone who took so long to make a decision about something related to their investments that they ended up causing themselves harm in today's story time.
Well, this is something that we definitely don't want to ever see happen. Certainly planning for the future it's a challenging thing to do because it's easy to procrastinate. It's easy to put off to tomorrow things that we should do today. So I guess the story that hits home the most with me is a personal friend of mine. I was several years ago encouraging him to get a term life policy. He was in his 30s and he was a single father, and I encouraged him to do so, and he said, you know, I need to do that. I need to get life insurance. I want to make sure my daughter's taken care of. But unfortunately he never did, and he got diagnosed with cancer and eventually passed away. So it's kind of a sad situation. Now his daughter's just fine. But if he had done that, he would have had one less regret, you know, at the end. He definitely wished he had done that. And that's why we have risk management and financial planning tools so we can comfort those around us when it's time to be needed. And whenever we need income and assets in our lives, we have to plan ahead to have them, even if it means going ahead and doing things that we want to procrastinate about. So I'd encourage anybody that's out there listening to go ahead and plan today for things that we may not be able to plan for tomorrow.
Thanks for that story, Daniel. That's good not to have regrets. Thinking ahead, planning ahead, and putting it in writing can save your retirement and your family legacy. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And that's story time on Retirement Income Solutions.
Now back to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. So thank you for being with us again today. If you are a first timer, hopefully you will set it on your calendar to listen to us every week to learn more about your retirement. And then when you're ready, and we hopefully, for your sake, think it should be sooner than later, you'll want to put it in writing, and you'll give Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors and our financial coaches, a call at 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, it's time for the mailbag once again as we pull another good question out and see if we can't help another one of our listeners. This is from George in Dublin today. George writes, "My wife is retiring earlier because of some medical issues. She's only 56, and we planned on her working until about 62. Do we need to quickly shift her 401k into more conservative funds since retirement for her is suddenly now here?"
George, thank you for the question. This all centers around your need for income. When you're going to need to access those funds in her 401k is really the crucial and should be one of the deciding factors as to how conservative you would want to be. So if you're, for example, if your income is enough to take care of the household expenditures and you guys are able to live off of your income and you don't anticipate needing to pull from her 401k for 10 or 15 years, then maybe you don't need to shift to being more conservative. But if she's going to need to be drawing off of her 401k within the next 3 to 5 years, certainly you may want to consider taking less risk with that. It all is centered around when you need to spend the funds and access the funds in your portfolio as to how much risk you're going to want to take with them. So if she doesn't need to take out any of it until she's 70 and a half for required minimum distributions, well, she'd have 14 years. And so you'd probably want to be moderate risk at that point, but maybe not conservative, unless she's just a conservative person. But everything centers around when you need to spend the money.
Investing in retirement planning is all about problem solving, where we're at in our lives, our circumstances, I mean, what family is around us, how much we've already put away for retirement. And most people think that your primary job is picking investments in order to have a better, more secure retirement. And that's only a small part of it. The reality is that your primary job is solving problems. And so, gentlemen, if you would confront some of these and describe the problem and maybe explain how you solved it for your clients, as we have some ears who will be interested right now during our program to find out what happens with someone who had a tax-related problem. How do you solve that problem?
Well, I do have several stories I could tell about that, but one comes to mind that's recent. I had a client that was a referral that came in, and she had a tax issue. That's not what she called me about, though. She called because she had been referred to us and wanted to know about our investing style and you know, how we went about allocating funds and things like that. And of course, our job is to identify why we're doing something. We don't want to invest money for no reason, so we have a planning process. And I took her through the process and found out that she had a tax-related problem. Recently widowed and was paying some money in taxes, so much so that she had just gotten a notice from the Social Security Administration that her Medicare premiums were going to be going up. So I knew what the problem was, and it was a tax issue. So what we did was design a couple of strategies that are available for folks like herself in single tax brackets and even older people, because she was over the age of 70 and a half. So we restructured some of her investments and utilized a couple of tools like a charitable, qualified charitable donation, which reduced her taxable amount on RMDs, and another program that's called a QLIC, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, which allowed her to reduce some of her required minimum distributions until a future date, age 85. So tax planning was something that she really needed, but she came looking for, I'm going to dip my toe, so to speak, and give you a few thousand dollars to see how well you would do with it. So she had a problem. We helped solve it.
All right. We are problem solving on today's segment of Retirement Income Solutions. Daniel, what kind of options could you give to someone who's been forced into an early retirement?
Yeah, similar to the listener question we just had, the thing about retiring early, people are living 30-plus years in retirement now. So if someone's forced to retire early, you know, you really have to think long and hard about, are we going to stay fully and permanently retired when someone is retired? Now, if they're forced to because of health reasons, not just because they lost their job, that's one thing. But if at all possible, you know, you want to start with an income plan and say, all right, what have I done up to this point? What type of assets do I have? What type of IRA savings? What income streams am I going to have? And then look at that in comparison with your current budget. And then you have to think about the cost of living over time is going to increase. So we would definitely think that having a budget as a primary foundation is something very important if you're having to retire early. Can your savings and assets sustain your current spending needs over a 30-year retirement? So some things we would encourage you to do is have a comprehensive plan. Number one, if you're able to work at all, even if it's just part-time, that's something to consider. When to draw your Social Security, should you go ahead and take it at 62 and take a reduced amount for the rest of your life? That's something that we have to consider. But the key to having peace of mind is to know what your future looks like, and that's what we help you do and visualize with the Lifetime Income Blueprint.
Bill, what kind of advice would you give someone who's lost a spouse much earlier than they had planned?
Well, it's a very difficult time, and as a matter of fact, probably in the last year and a half, we've had probably more than three or four instances, and there's an emotional period there that's really difficult to deal with. And in this case, it was one most recent one that comes to mind. It was the female died first, and she was the sole breadwinner and had accumulated more assets than her spouse, and was also the one that took care of all the finances. So we had a gentleman sitting there that didn't really know what to do next. So we had to educate him and have staff members help him budgetize his money and create income streams for him that he was going to need, because now he'd lost part of her income. And so he needed a plan in place that was adjusted. We had a plan for the family. Now we had to adjust the plan for one spouse. And that's part of what we do with the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We can do what-if scenarios for folks and help them determine what would they need to do in the death of a spouse as far as income streams and taxes and everything affiliated with being a sole individual now and dealing. We don't deal with the emotional problems. We try to help solve the financial problems so they have less emotional problems.
Putting planning writing allows you to have some flexibility and be able to adjust when life happens. To have your Lifetime Income Blueprint, you should call 800-987-1443. Retirement Income Solutions at 800-987-1443. Here's another example of something that just would be, unfortunately, does happen. It really is unfortunate. You could have a good plan and you could be putting away and then have a health problem that just devastates the whole issue. Talk about that, would you, Dan?
Yeah, you know, as everyone knows, if you don't have your health, you don't really have anything in life. Health is so important to people. And as you age, the thing to think about is your health care costs are going to go up disproportionately to the rest of your spending. In Georgia, they're going up about 4.3% per year, nursing homes and assisted living facilities. And unfortunately, 70% of people age 65 and older will need to go into that type of a facility or have a person come and stay at their home. But only 5% of people have an actual plan to cover the expensive costs of long-term health care. So I've seen this many times where we have two people that have no plan in place for their long-term health care. And unfortunately, many times the spouse that's the higher income earner, the husband, which is traditionally has a little bit higher income, they will get sick, maybe need to spend more of the assets than they thought they would need to, and then it affects the spouse after they pass away because they have spent down some of the assets more than had been planned or accounted for. And then the tax bracket goes up for the surviving spouse. These are some things that could be avoided many times if there's a plan in place. We believe strongly in addressing the costs of health care, and it's something that should be factored into your plan. If you don't, you don't have a comprehensive plan. Many times people just have investments and savings and no comprehensive plan. We'd encourage you to solve that problem and work with us on that.
All right, Bill, what kind of advice or what kind of questions, Bill, do you ask of someone who comes to you and says, I hate my job and I want to retire as soon as possible?
You know, that's a very interesting statement there, question. I recently read that there's about 70% of the working public that not happy with their jobs.
Wow.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? I met a lady a few years ago that really was just burnt out, tired of her job completely, just wanted out and wanted to know if she could get out, really, frankly. She wouldn't have come to us any other reason. She just disliked it so much. The stress level was so high. She wanted to know what she needed to do so that she could plan to exit her job. I mean, she was already in her mid-60s and I think 62 or so, and wanted to really know where she stood. I can tell you what happened. Through the planning process, we were identified, as we do, her income needs and the sources of income so that she could meet those needs. And once we put a plan in place for her, she was then more comfortable about what she was doing, and she could see the light at the end of the tunnel and knew that she just had, you know, so much more time, and that's all she needed to do. If she could reach this goal, that goal, she'd be there. And so we set a date out in the future that it could happen. It could happen at that date, but it would probably be, you know, if she worked a little longer, it'd be even better. And so as it got to the time where we got to the first date, you know, I said, well, you know, we had a review, and I said, this is where you are, and, you know, you've done well over the last few months. Maybe you can pull the trigger sooner. And we left that meeting saying, all right, we're going to pull the trigger at the date that we anticipated, which was the second date. And then about 2 months later, she called and wanted an appointment. She told our receptionist, Pat, she says, can I have an appointment with Bill tomorrow? I'm going to retire tomorrow.
All in one day.
So she's already made that decision. She's ready to pull the trigger. So once she knew that she could do it, all that stress just left her. And so that's the key. Now, had she had to work longer, she now knew that she had to work longer, and she could prepare for it better. So it's knowing the unknown that helps us make decisions that can help us deal with the stresses that we have in our job until we can do something better. All of this we've talked about today, problem solving, that's what we do. And I think that's why I enjoy it so much personally, and I know Daniel does too. We face people and we try to help them understand that there's a lot of risk to retirement. There's a lot of things that we don't know. And our job is to help them understand what they don't know. We do holistic planning. We do planning based on what-if scenarios. We do planning based on future possible inflation rates, healthcare costs, taxes, on and on and on, market risk. We do holistic planning. And by doing so, we solve problems. We try to identify the needs and the what-ifs, and come up with a plan that will help people thrive in retirement. So if you're one of those folks out there today wondering where you are, maybe you're one of the ones that's stressed about your job. Maybe you're one of the ones that have had difficulties with health or whatever it may be and be forced to retire early. There are solutions out there for you. There's understanding that you can have to make your life better. So we encourage you just to give us a call today. We're passionate about what we do. So give us a call if you've accumulated at least $100,000 in retirable assets and you'd like to sit down with us for the next 10 callers. Call us today at 800-987-1443. Again, the next 10 callers, give us a call at 800-987-1443, and we'll sit down and begin to work through the process of building you a lifetime income blueprint.
Make that call to 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Bill and Daniel also specialize in working with federal employees and can provide a complimentary federal employees benefit analysis. Problem solvers, they've been doing it for a long time. Why not you? 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 1-800-771-4443. Successful problem solving involves recognizing a problem as soon as possible, the better plan, the best action steps for your successful retirement. Put it in writing. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Thank you for joining us today, gentlemen. Again, another good show. Great, great information that we can use for our own successful retirement.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. We enjoyed it.
I can't wait till next time here on Retirement Income Solutions. I'm Steve Gramsci for Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Please call 800-987-1443. That's the next 10 callers, 800-987-1443, for your lifetime income blueprint. Until next time, thank you for listening to Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.